Good evening. I just would like to give especially Yashkoyach to Avram for inviting me to speak here tonight to learn together with the Chashuv Ha'olam. It's mamash a big schutz. You know, it brings to mind the pasuk in Eicha, which tells us Kol Roi Tfeil Hesiguha, which simply means Kol Roi Tfeil. It's during this man of Beinu Mitzarim that, if we look back in history, anyone who came to oppress us, to chase us, to be roidif us, the amount of tzaris which took place, unfortunately, it looks like Sigua, they were able to reach us. Klal Yisrael is very vulnerable at this time. We always know we're already brought up as little children to always be careful in the 3 weeks to 9 days not to go into a makam of sakana. It's a matziv, it's a state of kol roi tfeil. Anyone who tries to attack us, unfortunately, is Sigua. But writes the Hilga Abderov. The Abderov writes a beautiful pshat, kol roi tfeil. The word roi tfeil is an acronym for roi deivka. Kol roi tfeil, anyone who during this man is roi deivka, pursues the Ribbono shel Olam. He looks to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so available to us, Bein HaMetzarim, during these days, that one could accomplish during these days, which perhaps he can't accomplish throughout the year. And the emes is, the truth is, that if you look at the name of the month itself, it really describes this idea of the after of. In the month of so much sorrow, so much tragedy, such tragic events, you go through the Mishnah in Tainus, beginning with Shavas Betamiz of Bitlu Es HaTamid, Nishtabru Aluchais, Chete Egel, the Meraglim. But yet, what's the month called? It's called the month of Chodesh Av, the month of our Father. Where there's the greatest sorrow, is the greatest love, the greatest Ahava. The Gemara Numa tells us a fascinating Gemara, perplexing Gemara. The Gemara tells us the Masechta Zuman and Dalad, when the enemies came to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, writes the Gemara, they were matzu, they found that the Kuvim were moravim zeh bezeh. The Kuvim embraced one another, the greatest depiction of the most intimate relationship between us and the Ribbono shel Olam. Frek the Gemara Akasha. There's a steer in the Psukim. One pasuk tells us, upnei mishal achiv, that the Kruvim embraced one another, they faced each other, showing the love between, as a metaphor, serving as the love between Klal Yisrael and the Ribbono shel Olam. But yet, as the Gemara, the Pasuk says, Upneim el Abayis, their face, their panim faced the entranceway. So which one is it? Did they embrace each other? Or was it Upneim el Abayis? Which one was it? Says the Gemara, Lekasha. Kan bizman she Yisrael loitzin Ritzono shel Mokim, v'kan bizman she'ein loitzin Yisrael Ritzono shel Mokim. It depends on the matzav of Klal Yisrael. If we were doing Eisur Ritzon Shel Mokom, we were emulating the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with Zolachta B'drachov, we were living up to our expectations. So then, the Kruvim, we looked at the Kruvim, they showed us how Klal Yisrael was behaving, they're Merovim Zeh B'Zeh. But when it's Ein Eisur Yisrael Ritzon Shel Mokom, when we weren't doing the ways of the Ribbono Shel Olam, it was Panei Malabois. Ask the Ritva Akasha. Frekta Ritva Akavad of Akasha. If you tell me that Bizman Shay ain't nice and returning Shal Mokim was Panay Malabois and they did not embrace each other. So how's it shaykh? How's it possible? Bishas the Khurban. Such grievous chet by his reshings the Gimel Averis Khamurias, by his shani sinas chinam, that's when the Kuv Mamarobin Zeb is there. How could that be? But tell us the Svar Makadoshim that the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted to leave us with the internal message, the most vital, the most fundamental message for Klal Yisrael, that's really our survivor kit for the Golus. And that's no matter how difficult it may seem, how difficult the times are, this Churban HaBayis, we're getting expelled from Eretz Yisrael. We're approaching the Churban of Beitar, the massacres of millions of Yidden. You go through the Sigis and Gittin, but says the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's always Merovim Zeh B'Zeh. Don't think for 1 second the love, the relationship is any less. And that's why this month is called Chodesh Av. It's Zokti Abderov. It's these days of Bein HaMetzorim, Kol Roi Tfeil. These are days that the Ribbono Shel Olam says, I'm so readily available. Be Roi Deivka, you'll be able to find me during the Bein HaMetzorim. To end off with a beautiful, beautiful mashal that the Sfarim bring to describe these days, the days of Bein HaMetzorim, of Mashal Ma'adoyma to the Melech, to the King that wants to leave the inner chambers, travel around from country to country, city to city, to hear from the common folk, the simple laymen. What do they say about the king? Do they like the king? Are they positive? Are they negative? He would disguise himself and travel from city to city. You know, as the heat intensifies, he realizes that he's out of water. And he became in such dire straits, literally he's about to faint. There's a local peasant standing on the side, and he sees this fellow sitting in a chariot. He's about to pass out, so he runs over with a bucket of water. He gives him the water to drink. So after the king drinks from the water, he revives himself. He turns to the fellow and he says, "Listen, you're not going to trust me, but I promise you what I'm telling you is true. I'm the king of this country, and you saved my life, and I want to pay you back. So in a few short couple of weeks, I'm on my journey. I'm going to end up going back home. Come to the palace. You'll show me this piece of paper I'm giving you now. And it's going to remind me that you were the person who gave me the water and saved my life. And I'm going to grant you such wealth, such riches. I want to pay you back." But Kachav, a few weeks pass by, the fellow, the local peasant, he makes a trip to the palace. He shows the guards the paper. He comes into the inner chambers of the king. And the king bestows upon him wealth and riches. He comes back. He makes him the governor of the city. One of the good friends of the peasants, he asks him, "What happened? How you became a millionaire overnight? What took place?" He told him over the story. He said, "A few weeks ago, the king disguised himself. He came through the city. I saw he was passing out. I gave him a bottle of water to drink, and he wanted to repay me." So this fellow hears, "This is all for one bottle of water? He gets all the wealth just for that?" He quickly goes ahead. He buys the most exquisite, the most tasteful water he possibly finds. He wraps it up in a gift bag. He goes running to the palace. He says, "I'll do the same thing." Comes to the palace. And the guards ask him, "What are you doing there?" He says, "What do you mean? I have a gift to give to the king." So they unwrap all the wrappings and they see there's a bottle of water. So they ask him, "What's going on? What are you doing here? What's going on?" He says, "What do you mean? I want to give the bottle of water. The same fellow that came a few days ago, look what he got." So the guards wanted to throw him to the dungeon. They told him, "Fool what you are, shaitu what you are. The person that brought the water before, he saved the king's life. It wasn't the water. The water doesn't have value to it. The other fellow saved his life. That's why he got it. It wasn't the water." Come this farm and say so beautifully, "Mashlama Adav Adayma." In a few short couple of weeks, we're going to be sitting Rosh Hashanah. When the Ribbono Shel Olam is the Melech HaYoshev HaKisei Ram V'Nisa, he's sitting in the inner chambers. The Chol HaOlam is Yavin L'Fanei K'Bnei Mar, and each person passes by, and we each come with our own bottle of water. And we tell the Ribbono Shel Olam all the Kabbalists that we want to improve ourselves. We want to be Mechazik in our Tefillah, we want to be Mechazik in our Torah, and our Chesed, and our Avos Yisrael. We all come with our bottle of water. But the Svarim say that the time to come is when the king leaves the inner chamber. He goes into exile. He goes into Golos with the rest of Klal Yisrael. And he tells Klal Yisrael, "These are days of mourning. I want to weep. I want to cry with you. I'm going to go city to city and sit with Klal Yisrael. But Mistarim Tifke Nafshi, I want to feel the pain together." That's when we have to be ready for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the meaning of the Apter of Kol Reitfer Sigur. Rabbi said, tonight, coming together after long days of work, to hear the Dvar Hashem, to come sit and learn Torah together, this is all a personification, this is all a small link in the chain to Kol Reitfer Sigur. We should talk to Zeicha. With tonight's limud, that we should talk to see this Tisha B'Av, the day should go, miyagin l'simcha, me'evil yontif, v'biyas keil tzedek, me'er v'yameinu, amen. I want to talk a little bit about tonight, about the inyan of this year, Tisha B'Av Shechol Yais B'Shabbos. Are the halachas the same this year? Are the halachas different this year? Different nafkaminis that come out of halacha. So first let's start with the Gemara Megillah. The Mishnah Megillah tells us, the Megillah, Daf Hei Manal, says the Mishnah, that we find the concept of Magdimin V'loi Ma'achrin, and then there are times that we're Ma'achrin V'loi Magdimin. We all know if Megillah firm falls out on Shabbos, so what do? So we don't lay the Megillah on Shabbos. So rather, says the Mishnah, we roll it back. Sometimes it Aleph, sometimes it Beis, it Gimel. It's all Sigur Megillah when you do it. But we're Magdim it. We always do it beforehand. But we don't do it afterwards. However, says the Mishnah, Tisha B'Av Shechol Yais B'Shabbos. We don't push Tisha B'Av prior to Shabbos. We don't move it back to the beginning of the week. Rather, what we do is we make it after Shabbos. We make it on Sunday. As I state in the Mishnah, Akedei Kach, the Gemara says that the great Tana Rebbe, the editor of the Mishnayos, Rebbe Yehuda Anasi, says the Gemara that Bikesh Lakar Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av Shechal Yais B'Shabbos, Rebbe said, let's get rid of Tisha B'Av. Hayol V'Itchi Itchi. Listen, Tisha B'Av, we can't fast on Shabbos. It's not Doicha Shabbos. So if we're not doing Tisha B'Av on Shabbos, why do it on Sunday? Hayol V'Itchi Itchi. Bikesh Lakar Tisha B'Av. Let's get rid of Tisha B'Av that year. What do we need it for? We're not fasting anyway. If Chalila, somebody has Mesa that died B'Regel. Person had a relative, one of the Zion Craig who died B'Regel. Let's say the Mesa happened before Yontif. Not on Yontif. The Mesa happened before Yontif, and Yontif comes as a Vatal Shiva. There's no Din Tashlumin. You don't have to make up the shiva afterwards for the shiva that they didn't sit on Yontif. The regal comes as mevatel shiva. The din is also regal's mevatel shloshim. There's no din tashlumin. So it says Rebbe the same thing. He can't fast on Shabbos. So what are you making tisha before? Concludes the Gemara of Lehoid Lechacham. The Chacham didn't agree. The Chacham said no. You're right that we're not going to go ahead. We're not going to fast on Shabbos, but we have to go ahead. We have to make the Tisha B'Av on Sunday, and that's how we pass. And that's how we live today. But even though we can't do Tisha B'Av on Shabbos, nevertheless, we have Tisha B'Av on Sunday. But the Shaila is there a din of Shvuah Shechal by this here? So you're going to ask me, what's the Nafkamina? You know, very much, very nice, if it be Svardim. So for Svardim, it plays a tremendous role. Svardim, they don't take haircuts. They don't make washes. But that's only during the week of Shavuot Shechalbay. But us Ashkenazim, we don't take haircuts already from Shavuot Sebetamis, and we don't make washes already from Rosh Chodesh. So what's the Nafkamina? So I'll tell you now, even though we're just time limited, I'll tell you off the cuff, I'll tell you four Nafkaminas La'alochi, even according to us Ashkenazim, that would make a difference if there is a Shavuot Shechalbay or there's no Shavuot Shechalbay. Let's say Nikila Sipranayim, cutting of the nails. So the Poskim is a machlokes, the Magen Avraham and the Taz. The Magen Avraham says cutting nails, they never banned that. There's no issur on cutting nails. What's the problem? You can't take haircuts, I can't make washes, but cutting nails, what's the issur? Zok the Magen Avraham, it's mutter to cut the nails. Says the Taz, no. Nikil Sipranayim, it's a form of cutting, of enhancing the guf, of beautifying the guf. Says the Taz, Shvur Shechalba, you can't cut the nails. It's up until Shvur Shechalba, even the Taz agrees. Shvur Shechalba says the Taz, you can't do it. So that's an afkamina this year. If there's no Shavuot Shechal because I'm fasting Sunday, I'll cut my nails the whole week this week. But if you're going to learn that note, I really Tisha B'Av Shabbos. I just can't fast on Shabbos. I'm going to do Sunday instead. So then there is Shavuot Shechal, so I can't cut my nails. I'll give you another nafkamino. Asiyim. Baruch Hashem, there's a sif in Shulchan Aruch that during the 9 days, there's a way to eat meat. And that's through a Suda's mitzvah, a person makes a siyim. But if you look in the Ramah, in Sif Yud, the way he explains the halacha, he differentiates between up until Shavuot Shechalbay and during the week of Shavuot Shechalbay. The Hainu like this, the Ramah says that up until Shavuot Shechalbay, anyone who would have came to the Siyim during the year could come. As long as he would have been a participant, no matter, he doesn't have to be a relative. It could be an acquaintance, but if I would have invited him in December, he would have came, says the Ramah, that sufficed, that's enough, he could come to the Siyim during the 9 days, it's a Suda's mitzvah, and you're allowed to have Basar. The same way by a Bris Mila, he could serve Basar, also too by a Siyim. But says the Ramah, there's a caveat over here. It depends when the Siyim is taking place. If it's happening Shavuot Shechalbay, then says the Ramah, it's a little bit different. You can have my close relatives and a minyan mitzumsim, only 10 people. But if it's more than a minyan and it's not my relatives, they can't come. So it's nafkamina number two. If there's no Shavuot Shechalbay, so anyone who would have came during the year could come this year, according to the Ramah. If there is a Shavuot Shechalbay, you have to start looking down the list. We have to make two tables. You got to make a meat table, and according to the Ramah, you got to make a dairy table. I'll give you a third nafkamina. Person makes a bris during the 9 days. So we know by Sfiro, the Shulchan Aruch says in Tav Pei Tes, in Tav Tzad Gimel, the Mechaba says that a Baal Bris is allowed to take a haircut during Sfiro. What about during the 9 days? Can a Baal Bris, someone who's making a bris, can you take a haircut? Comes the night of Yehuda, Madura Kama, Arachayim Simachav Ches, the kids of Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Chav Beis, and he says, yeah, you could take a haircut, but only up until Shavuot Shechalbay. The Chassam Sof and Kuf Nun Vav, he says, no, the Shari Tshuva and Tav Kuf Nun Aleph, they say, no, even Shavuot Shechalbay, you could take a haircut. It's a Yontif, he's a Baal Bris. He could take it even Shavuot Shechalbay. Somebody says, I want to go like the Noid of Yehuda. Is it Negeidus here to say that? And a lot of times you get shilas. I think so far as my experience as a rov, I think the most shilas that I hear is during the 9 days. And Klal Yisrael Mamash wants to do good, because even if you give them a psak, a lot of times they'll ask me afterwards, Yeshua, is it only b'di'evi? You tell me this, is it really the chatchil? I want to take the high road, I don't want to take a kula. They want to make sure they're doing the right thing. They want to feel the avelis. Is it l'chatchil or is it only b'di'evi? So let's say a person says, I want to take all the chumis. I want to go like the Noid B'Yehuda. Is the Noid B'Yehuda's psak apply this year? Good child. See, tell me that's not so common. The seeing can be very common. People want to, they want to be able to eat meat during the 9 days. So what would be over there? I'll give you another nafkamina, and then we'll move on with the share. But I'll give you a pretty common case. It's interesting to note that if you go with the Shulchan Aruch itself, with the letter of the law, the Shulchan Aruch says that for ketanim, up to bar mitzvah even, up until Shavuot Shechalbay, you're allowed to give them haircuts. So the Rabbi says, nah, that's only for Svardim. But for Ashkenazim, it's a different story. Says the Chaya Adam, no. The Chaya Adam writes, the Chaya Adam, one of the great leading poskim in the 19th century, the Chaya Adam, the original is the Chaya Adam. The Chaya Adam says, no, it's for Ashkenazim also. Up until Shavuot Shechalboy, Ketanim can take a haircut. And even Shavuot Shechalboy, he only can take a haircut a cut not Tzchinuch. So the Mishnah Berurah says, what Chinuch are we talking about? What's the Chinuch? Says the Mishnah Berurah, two pshatim, either as Avelis or as Agmas Nefesh. What does that mean? Avelis means that the kid should feel the mourning. Agmas Nefesh is for the parents. That, you know, here the child looks so beautiful, he's fresh, he has a haircut, it gives a tremendous simcha to the parents. Says the Shaar Tzin, what's the Nafkamina? The Nafkamina is the child's under 6 years old. If it's else, the kid has to feel the mourning, he's not a Bar Chinuch yet. So there's no problem. Even Shavuot Shechalboy, up to 6 years old, he could give a haircut. So a person wants to give the three-year-old a haircut, that's no problem. But if it's Alts Admis Nefesh, then already Alts the parents, we tell him not to give the haircut. But the Maestro, this whole issue is only up until Shavuot Shechalboy, even on a 12-year-old. So is there a Shavuot Shechalboy this year or not? The great child, Mamash Halacha LaMaisa this year. How do we look at it? What's the lumdus to the Shiloh? What's the clarity? What are we even clearing over here? What's the question? Lamaisa, I'm fasting Sunday. There's no Tisha B'Av on Shabbos. What's the Shiloh? Oh, Murid. That's the Shiloh. How do we look at this year's Tisha B'Av? Do we look at it that really Tisha B'Av is Tisha B'Av? Sunday is like a Tashlumin for Shabbos. I can't go ahead, I can't fast on Shabbos. So I'm going to go ahead and make a substitute. I'm postponing the time, so I'm going to substitute Sunday as a payment for Shabbos. But not that there was a special enactment that this year the time is taking place on Yud. So if that's the case, then Lechardin should be Shavuot Shechalboy. Because Tisha B'Av is Tisha B'Av, it's really on Shabbos. Sunday is just merely a way that I can demonstrate and practice my form of Tainus. But really, it's from Shabbos. But if you learn, then know that this year, Chazal foresaw there are going to come times Tisha B'Av is falling out on Shabbos. So therefore, they originally foresaw that we have to enact a new day. We're going to make this year Tisha B'Av on Yud. Tisha B'Av on Sunday. Like Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara in Tainus, just parenthetically, the Gemara in Tainus says that when they had the ninth day of Av as a Tainus, so Rabbi Yochanan says, I don't understand this whole thing. The whole calendar doesn't make sense to me. The Gemara says the seventh, they came into the Heichel. They were Achlu v'shasu, they desecrated, they violated the Beis HaMikdash. Then at the end of the ninth day, right before Shkia, they light the Beis HaMikdash on fire and it burned the whole tenth day. So says Rabbi Yochanan, if it be up to me, if they would have asked me, if I would have sat on the board when they made the Tisha B'Av, they made the Tainus, I would have said bake it on the tenth, because that's when the Beis HaMikdash burnt. But the Gemara says, no, you know why? Aschalta de pronyusa adifa. We go bust to the beginning. The beginning it started is on the ninth, so we're going to make the Tainus on the ninth. So maybe one could venture to say that this year, where we can't do it on the ninth, maybe they enacted el chatchila on the tenth, because Lamaisa, that's when the Beis HaMikdash burnt. So every year, I'm going to say, no, aschalta de pronyusa adifa. But where I can't invoke aschalta de pronyusa adifa, there's as far to say that it went with the tenth. So how do we look at this? What's Hakad Adin? So listen to a Shiloh that was sent. It's interesting, it's like in the same generation, it went across in the 19th century to three of the mamash, the world's leading poskim. We were talking about the Marsham in Galicia, one of the greatest poskim, Bezhan Rov, literally the Moshe Feinstein of Poland, of Galicia. He had tshuvas from all over the world, the Marsham. He was sent to Shiloh, I'm going to tell you now, the Avnei Nezer of Ron Bornstein, his son's Hashem Yishmuel. He was also world-renowned, the Avnei Nezer. The Sachet Shavah, the founder of the Sachet Shavah Chassidus. His Talmidim was the Chalkis Yoyev, the Eretz Tzvi. That's the Eretz Tzvi was wrote up, penned the whole tshuva of the Kiva Ega. He wanted to allow Karbonis Bismanazet to be back of a Karbon Pesach, the fascinating tshuvas. It's a great topic in and of itself. But that was also one of his Talmidim, the Klichemda, Reb Meir Don Polatsky, also the Mamish from the world renowned Gedolim. So they all dealt with such a shayla like this. Let's see, listen to the shayla. What do you think of this? You have a boy that Shabbos he's 12. Sunday he's turning 13. A katan shehigdol. Does he have to go ahead? Does he have to fast on Sunday? Shabbos he's a katan. He's part of him fasting.
If it's an etchanah, if it's another day, then yes.
Beautiful. Comes a divrei Malkiel. Malkiel Tzvi Tenenbaum. He lived from 1887 to 1910. He was at the forefront. He was fighting against Reform Judaism. He's fighting against, he took over from the Chassam Soviet. The Chassam Soviet started it. But the Hilke Divri Malkiel, he's known for his famous tshuvas about, he was a famous tshuvas, Agav, they sent to the Divri Malkiel a tshuva about, there was a fellow who wanted he had a child, he had a daughter, and he wanted to give the name of his parents, he named the daughter Simcha. He wasn't sure he was going to have more children. Ended up happening, he had a son. So he asked the Rebbe Malkiel, could he give the name Simcha now to the son after he gave his daughter Simcha? So that was a famous tshuva that they know, the Rebbe Malkiel, the famous child Rebbe Malkiel has. And aesthetics by Mila the Rebbe Malkiel, he was chaylik with Tal Torah. But Al Kaponim, so they sent his child to the Rebbe Malkiel, what do? You have someone who's a kohen, he's 12 years old, Sunday he's turning 13. What's the din? Does he have to fast? Someone asked me, this happened, nice to show you, this happened someone 2 years ago.
Yeah, we have someone in shul.
You have someone this year in shul? Oh, Gavali. So what do you do, Taz? You have to fast. So the Divrei Malkiel says... You know, Shlomo Zalman says he doesn't have a makar for that, to torture the kids like that.
My son's mitzvah. Yeah.
But Al-Kaponim said he sent the shalom to Divrei Malkiel, and Imam says what he's saying. Rabbi Kaf, he says you're right. Imam says this chakira. It's totally if it's a nitcho or if it's not a nitcho. But then he concludes the tshuva of the Rebbe Malkiel and he says, 1 second. He says that kikein hoisat the konim ach ha'or shetzizi, he throws this in. She tzorech lahasnes kikein hoisat chinam metchila shem yichol tishma v'shabes kodesh yisanu lamachor debemes yesh sovim shekirat tainasu basiri. Says the Rebbe Malkiel, let's not forget Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said that if he would have been around, he would have made it to 10th. So we don't do it because it's chal to the penuis adifa. But we can't do it the 9th. The 3rd, the 10th day is going to be the day. And he ends off the tshuva and he says, it's as far as like that. Because, let me ask you a question, he says. What are you going to tell me? You're telling me the whole yeshiva shall learn this. That really Tisha B'Av is the 9th. And I'm going to use Sunday to pay up the 9th. Now, in yeshiva, it sounds like a nice svara. But what does that mean? Chazal knew I can't fast on Tisha B'Av. Since they know I can't fast on Tisha B'Av, why would they ever make something that's going to turn out being a tashlubin? So the Dimekil says, a double pasha to him that they made Sunday the timers. And therefore, the kid has to fast. That's the Divrei Malkiel's opinion. Comes the Avnei Nezer, the Sochet Shavu, the Avnei Nezer, the great Avnei Nezer, Simin Tov Chavov. Listen to a genius pshat that he says. Mamash, a genius pshat from the Avnei Nezer, where he makes a Lishitasa in the Rishonim itself. Says the Avnei Nezer, Mamash is telling on this Chakira. And the Avnei Nezer says, I want to tell you another machlokes that we have in the Rishonim. That's Mamash Halacha L'Maisa this Friday night. We know the Gemara tells us this Shabbos, a person could eat basa v'yayin kesudas shlema hamelach v'shaitan. You're allowed to have whatever you want. Someone asked me, Shabbos, you're allowed to have guests for Shabbos. So I wanted to bring a raya that the Mishabur brings down on Machlokes HaPoskim, if Shal Shudas, you're allowed to have a Shal Shudas b'chabura. You're allowed to make a big Shal Shudas with all your friends. So he brings down 2 days, the B'chor Shor is Matarit, and he brings down others that Shal Shudas, being that it's like, in a sense, it's the same as Manasud Mavsekes, there's another opinion that held not. This is Matsudas Chaverim, making a whole Shal Shudas together, and the B'chor Shor is Matarit. But what do you see clearly? That they have guests come to Yasser Shabbos, that's no problem. Why? Because it's Kesudas Shlem HaMelech V'shaiti, we can have Basa V'yayim. What about Dvorm Shebet Sinna? A Dvorm Shebet Sinna Noig Friday night. Lamashal, if someone Chalil is an Avul, so the din is there's no Avelis in Shabbos. There's no Avelis, there's not. But Dvorm Shebet Sinna, but for Hesna. But Dvorm Shebet Sinna, Tashma Shamita, that is Noig. Because Dvorm Shebet Sinna Noig. So is Dvorm Shebet Sinna Noig Friday night?
Kitzur says yes.
Well, Kitzur says yes. Why? Because he's going like this. There's a tremendous machlokes in Rishon with Dvorm Shebet Sinna Noig. You have. I'll just give you, it's all in the Torah. He brings down Dasa Ben Yitzchak. The Avapi Sheinu Doichin Oysa Lamachar, even though we're not fasting on Shabbos, writes Ben Yitzchak, it's also B'Tashmish Hamita, Mamish Midi Dahava Akadu Meisa Beregel. It's not any different than a person buries someone on Yontif. Over there, there's no Avelis on Yontif. The Dvorm Shabbatzin is Noik. However, the Rosh, and also Hu Adin, the Rashba and the Chuvis, I have the Rashba right here in the Chuvis that they sent the Mamash to Shiloh. They asked the Rashba, Dvorm Shebetzin and Noig, Sha'alti B'tishvav Shecholiris B'Shabbos, Ma'o B'tashma Shamita, Mi'hava Ka'ovel Da'alma Da'aminon Dvorm Shebetzin and Noig. They asked the Rashba to Shiloh, one of the leading Rishonim. Writes the Rashba, Nirali, She'ein Noig Bo'ishim Avelis. When it comes Shabbos, there's no Avelis whatsoever. Da'aminon, because the Gemara tells us, you can have Kesudas, Shloim HaMelech B'Shaita, you can have Basa V'Yayin. And therefore, the kolshkein, listen to this lashon, the kolshkein, the legamri akrua meteshiv akmua umeikara hayeroi lekvoya basira kadisa hasam. The Rashba is clearly learning that they made the tainus on yud, and therefore says the Rashba, the Rosh, and other, many other Rishonim, there's no Dvorm Shebet Sinna Noig. Comes the Avnei Nezer and says, What's the machlokes if drum should be sitting on Noik Friday night? Mamish this machlokes. You see that this chakira, boy, said, look where it took us. It's taking us to a machlokes of Shua Shechalboi. It's taking us to a machlokes about a cotton shehigdil. And let truth be told, it's taking us to a third machlokes in drum should be sitting on Noik Friday night. Zopt Avnei Nezer, if we open up a Shulchan Aruch, how do we paskin? The Mechaba paskins like the Rashba and the Rosh, that drum should be sitting on that Noik. However, the Ramah paskins, like Rabbeinu Yitzchok, that Dvorim Shebetzina is Noig. The Gros says, how can it be? I'm going to go like the Mechaber against the Ramah. The Gros is a Litvak, he's Litvish. I'm going to go with the Mechaber, Shabbos Kodesh. But the Ramah says, no, we go like Rabbeinu Yitzchok, Dvorim Shebetzina Noig. He says, the Avnei Nezer, this Machlok is between the Rashba and the Rosh against Rabbeinu Yitzchok, which is really, in Halachas, the Machlok is the Mechaber and the Ramah, is totally on the Shiloh between Katan Shehigdol. And therefore, Avnei Nezer ends off his tshuva. He concludes he's chaluk with the Divrei Malkiel, and he says that being that Anu Bnei Ashkenaz, we followed the Ramah, unless in certain cases of Lel Tfilo or Baman Aderech, but we usually generally follow the Ramah. Therefore, says the Avnei Nezer, I pass, and he doesn't have to fist.
So it is an itcha.
What? And therefore, it is an itcha. And therefore, it is an itcha, like the Ramah says. And if, so this is mamish bitoli in these three shailas. I'll tell you a fourth nafkamina. The fourth nafkamina, very interesting nafkamina, how this chakira, mamish carries us through simon after simon after simon. It is a very interesting Ramah. The Ramah tells us, what time is it? There's a very interesting Ramah. The Ramah tells us that there was a minig, on Tavkuf Nun Gimel, the Ramah writes, that there was a minig shaloi lulmoid, b'yerev tishvav mechatzois ve'elech. There was a minute that they said that it can't be a din, it's not Tisha B'Av, so you can't say it's also to learn. How could be also to learn? It's not Tisha B'Av yet. They knew and don't even start. Says the Ramah is a Takonis Maril, a minute from the Maril, I believe it's the 15th century, that even Erev Tisha B'Av, one should not learn after Chatzois. And writes the Ramah, profound Chiddush, that even on Shabbos, the Halacha applies that one should not learn after Chatzois. Comes the Marshal, the Maimon Mordechai, he says, how could this be? How could you ask the people to learn? He says, The Maimon Mordechai writes, the Bar Halacha brings it down. He says, you want to know something? If it be up to me, I would even let people learn on Tisha B'Av itself. Pella, why? Because the bottom line is, Ein adam loymid el mashli bechafetz. You're right, there are dvarim ha'matorim someone could learn. He could learn Eichel, he could learn the Sigisin Gittin, and Bayit Katan. But a person likes to learn what his heart desires. If you tell people they can't learn, so they end up wasting time, he writes. The whole point of Tisha B'Av not being able to learn is not to Mesiach Dasan Davelis. But what ends up happening? They don't end up. They're not being Mesiach Dasan. It's being. Oh, it's Misam Chelev. But it's instead not only are they being Misam Chelev, but they're doing other things. Yes, yeah, so my Mordechai says, look, that I can't. Yes, yeah, so he says that I can't do. This is before the Chavetz Chaim videos came out. So my Mordechai says, look, that I can't overturn. I'm not going to go ahead and say you could learn on Tisha B'Av. That I can't do. But to say now, after Tisha B'Av, I can't learn, says my Mordechai, don't worry about it. The Marshal also says like that. And the going, there's a whole thing here. Lamai said, the Be'er Halacha ends up, if somebody wants to learn after Chatzos, Hameku Lo Hifsid, and Avada, there's many places that allow it. But let's go and sheet this Ramah. Let's take the Ramah himself. Halacha Lamai says, someone's allowed to learn after Tisha B'Av. Darach Shulchan holds, you can even learn till Tseis. Mishavur says, till Banish Mashas. But let's put that aside. But let's go with the sheet of the Ramah. Ramah says that Erev Tisha B'Av, a person can't learn after Chatzos. Says the Magen Avram, listen to this. Says the Magen Avram, that someone can't learn after Chatzos in Erev Tisha B'Av, that's only when Shabbos is Erev Tisha B'Av. But this year, that Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, writes the Magen Avram, he can't learn the whole day. Because Dvorim Shebetzin is Noig. Being that the Ramah says Dvorim Shebetzin is Noig, so therefore says the Magen Avram, he's not going to learn the whole day. Adir Moss says only after Chatzos, he's talking about Tisha B'Av fell out on Sunday. When Tisha B'Av really comes out on Shabbos, I mean, pushing off to Sunday, says the Magen Avram, he can't learn the whole day. What's the machlokes? It's Mamash Dezel Bazach. The Magen Avram held that he's going with the Ramah, going with the Shita of Davni Neza, and going back with the machlokes of Shua Shachalboy. So, Mele, since that's the case, so it's a regular Tisha B'Av, Dvorim Shebetzin Noig. However, the Shita is the Marshal, the Taz, the going is the Shitasi. The going held Dvorim Shebetzin is Noig. So maybe that's what they all held, that it's mutter for sure to Chatzos, and many places can hold even after Chatzos, you're allowed to learn. Beautiful. Mamash, what's the
Mibash? You can learn this
sugya. Right.
In a public
shiur, Vada is not the Rishab Tzina. That's also mutter, right. So, but we'll sum it on the other places, the Taz and the Grill.
That's interesting. But, on the Slapa.
because the Yankees hold the other way and the Chassidim hold this way.
Yeah, 100%. Like walking
it's
down.
It's mamish
lehapach. It's unbelievable. But for all halachic practical purposes, lamais at the end of the day, Seif Kol Seif, I'll leave you off with a kasha. I'll end up for one last thought, but I'll leave you off with a gewaldige kasha. At the end of the day, we know the Mechaber tells us in Tavkuf Nuntes that Tisha B'Av is a din of a nitcha. Somebody makes a bris this year on Tisha B'Av, being that the Mechaber says it's a nitcha, so the father and the mother anyway is not fasting, but let's say the father, the Baal bris, the din is he's allowed to go ahead iftar mincha, he's allowed to break his fast. Mechaber writes roichitz, he could wash himself, and he's allowed to break his tainus. Why? Because it's a nitcha. Every single year, we have a minig. It's not minadin, but we have a minig not to eat meat, wine, or let's say do washes, haircuts until chatzos the next day. Why? Because that's in the base of Migdash burnt. What about this year? So the Heder Ramah says that the only thing you can't do is eat meat or drink wine, not for Avdolah. For Avdolah, it's good to drink wine, but besides not for Avdolah, this year, Sunday night, don't eat meat or drink wine as part of a meal. But for Avdolah, it's fine. Why? Says Ramah, it's Avela Shal Yoyim. You know, a person is going to go ahead, sit down, let's say, with a steak dinner and, you know, with wines and everything. He's showing that the day didn't have an effect on him. But everything else, washes, haircuts, that's all mutter. Why? You see, it's because you give it a din of a nitcha. So even though Agam is saying very nice pilpul when it comes to cutting shehigdol, shvu shechalboi, dvam shebetzino, but at the end of the day, there are some halachas that all agree when it comes to a baal bris and it comes to, let's say, matzah tainus, that regarding that, we see clearly that everybody holds that it's taka nitcha. You hold it's not a kasha?
It's not the 10th anymore.
It's not the 10th, but if that's when they made the...
But it's not
you're saying even if, let's say, it's pushed off... I see what you're saying. Very good. That would be Shreb. What about Baal Bris? Very good. Right. You're saying a good shot. Why? Because even that this that we keep till Chatzos is not the Avel Shalyon. It's not... Ah, very good. But what about the Baal Bris then? Let's say for Baal Bris, you see, the Chayot should be telling this Machlokes, and there it's unequivocal. Everyone's masking to that. Okay, but listen, it's a great shtickle Torah. It follows. You just have to know why here they made that chiluk. So I'm going to end off with one last thought. There's a fascinating medrash, mamish, an unbelievable medrash. The medrash tells us there's a yalkut that b'shas the churban kishabochu Avram Yitzhak v'Yakov u'Moshe. Amulai, we burn a shalom, the Yesta Kodesh Baruch. The Yesta Kodesh Baruch, Vichy Ein Lahem Chazar Leolam. Do you mean to tell me the Yesta Kodesh Baruch that Klai Yisrael, we're divorced from Hashem, we're banished, we're thrown out, we're never going to come back? Amulai Kodesh Baruch, we burn a shalom, said back. Al Tomid Avazah, perish the thought, don't ever think such a thing. Yesh Dar, there's going to be a Dar. Shemitzapim u'gulasi, that's going to anticipate and they're going to desire and they're going to want my geula. And you're going to see, says the Medrash, umiyad, at the turn of a dime, that moment that there's going to be a dar that's going to anticipate and yearn for my geula, says the Medrash, umiyad, nigalu. The ksiv, and that's the meaning of yesh tikfal achri secha, there's hope, be'achris hayamim, because there's going to be a dar, there's going to be a generation that's going to mitzapah for the geula, and that's going to bring the Mashiach. You see clearly from the Medrash, that the tzipisi alone, the anticipation, the yearning, the wanting, the rotzen, that itself is what facilitates and what brings about the geula. Rabbi Yisrael, we say in tefillah, "Mekayim chamakin esefia." We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want His kingdom, His sovereignty to reign across the entire world. V'simloich aleinu. Why? Not for our Torah. We don't ask for our mitzvahs. But why do we want You? Why are we zeichah for You to come? It's in the schos of being mechake, of wanting it, that itself, that's what brings the geula. As the Maridika Meister, they say with the Ali Baditshiva, delicious lady, he stayed overnight in one of these inns in Ukraine. And, you know, the fellow, an old couple, they hear one night the Baditshiva is saying, Tikkun Chatzos, inside the inn, they hear crying, Bechiyus Narayis. They hear the Baditshiva mamish, they're sitting and crying. So the Baal Bas of the inn, the old man, he goes running up the steps, he knocks on the door, and he sees the Baditshiva sitting down on the floor, he's crying and he's weeping. He says, what's the matter? What's going on? He says, no, I'm davening for Mashiach. So the fellow asks him, he says, what's Mashiach? So Baditshiva realized that, you know, it's, say the least, in Am Haaretz. She starts to tell him, you don't understand, when Mashiach's going to come, you know, all the Kazakhs that come into the hotel at night, they take all your stuff and they leave, they don't pay you, and they ransack the rooms and they damage everything. He said, Mashiach comes, you don't understand, we're all going to go to Eretz Yisrael. We're all going to have money. There's going to be no more Cossacks. None of the Cossacks are going to come, only us Jews. So the fellow is all excited. He goes running down to his wife. He tells his wife, you know what the rabbi told me upstairs? The rabbi said the Mashiach's coming. And when the Mashiach comes, all the Cossacks are going to be here. And we're going to go to Eretz Yisrael. We're not going to have any more Cossacks in our inn. So the wife turns to her husband. She says, do me a favor. Can you tell the rabbi that maybe he could take the Cossacks there and leave us here? Ki mechakim anachnu loch. Rabbi said, he's a Sefer HaBris. Let me share with you an excerpt in the preface to the Sefer HaBris, the Pinchas Eliyahu Mivilna. What the Pinchas Eliyahu Mivilna writes, he's a contemporary to Vilna Gaon. He writes in his Akdama to his Sefer, when Matis Yol Salman came to visit Reb Shach many years ago, Reb Shach Zatzal. When he came to visit him, he saw that on Reb Shach's table was the Sefer HaBris. So Reb Shach sees Matis Yol, he's eyeing the Sefer. Matis Yol is wondering, out of all storm, how come this Sefer HaBris, the Pinchas Eliyahu Mivilna, contemporary to Gaon, it's a Chashem Sefer, but why the Sefer on the table from all the Svarim? So he asked Reb Shach, what's the Pshat? Reb Shach tells him, he says, you should know why, because there's something here in the Hagdama that I don't let it leave my sight. Rabbi Yisrael, listen to this Hagdama, the Sefer HaBris. This is written over 250 years ago, close to 300 years ago. Es Reb Pinchas Eliyahu Mivilna avol derashi v'chakarti heitiv. B'cholavavi l'das sibis ariches hagolos hachal azeh. It is troubling me immensely. I can't understand why is it that Mashiach hasn't come yet. He says, look around. V'ara v'hine b'doris ha'eli yesh Torah harbe li Yisrael. Look how much Torah is around. There's people learning Gemara. There's people learning Mishnayis. There are people that are learning Halacha. Rabbi said, this talks to us. Today, Torah in America, today, whoever believed, whoever dreamt it, you have balabatim of Tamidei Chachamim Muflogim, B'nai Yeshivas. Look at the Kolim that are around. The Tamidei Chachamim that are around, the different mixoys that are being learned, even when I was growing up, the shuls, the yeshivas, what advances they are today. Torah is flourishing, it's rampant. You can get any shir anywhere in Shas and call Torah cool today. He says, Tfilah, this is over 250 years ago. He says, what's the problem? He says, Uvachol sois loibot letzion goyel. Vaharbe anoshim oiskim b'mitzis lamar, but look at the chesed that's going on. Rabbi says, is there a generation like today? Look at the chesed that we're doing today. V'im kol zeh yesh habe enoshim elu shetzoikim, that they're davening, they're talking to Ribbono Shel Olam. Why is it that Mashiach's not here yet? This is the question that bothers us at least once a day, if not three, when we say the words of Sechazel and Enu, Vosvul the Tata. What else do we have to do? What is it that we have to do? Writes the Sefer HaBris, and I quote this verbatim. Writes the Sefer HaBris, and he says, Chapasti v'amarti ani b'lvavi. And he says, yes, you're right. We have more Torah today than we ever had. We have more tefillah. We have more chesed. We have more mitzvahs. But the question is, are we really thinking about the Ribbono Shel Olam? Are we thinking about ourselves? What's in our minds is, yatzliach b'chol mishlach yodeh b'olam hazeh. It's about my hatzlacha. I should make sure to have longevity. I should have long life. My children should have long lives. It's all about kiyim lepanosu v'chavoyd. I want to make a livelihood. I want to be wealthy. I want to be rich. Rabbi said, it's over 250 years ago in the city of Vilna. V'sheyizkeh livnoi bayis godol b'chotze b'avnei gozis v'hakol k'minig amadina. I want the three-car garage. But it's hakol k'minig amadina. I don't want to stand out. That's what we all have. That's what everybody has. L'man yamdu yomim rabim. I want to build a home that's not just going to last for a couple of years, but it should go over to my children, to my einikloch. But it's not over yet. And even when it's time for me to leave this world, v'sheyomis b'seve toivah, after a long life of arichas yomim that I so badly want, yaspid loy harav shabir, I want a bakovedikal eulogy, I want to be eulogized, I want to levaya with kovod, shiyas liskar adora, make sure that my family, they're going to use some of the money to put me up a plaque. My name should be famous, people should say good things about me. The regular every yontif, we say Lashon HaBob Yerushalayim, we want Mashiach to come next year, not today, not next week, but in a year from now. And even that, he writes, Vav Zlois Loi B'Lev Shalom, that's also, it's a lack, it's not B'Lev Shalom, we really don't mean it. Ki Chofetz Libay Lebinyan Shubayno, I'm in the middle of building my home, Mashiach, you have to wait to come. I'm in the middle of doing a closing, I got to buy another four buildings, and a closing's not going to happen, I'm not going to get the mortgage, he says, for another, B'Chiyim Achri Shalom, it's going to take a couple of years to build a home. So Mashiach, don't come yet. It's the tzipisa, it's the machak, and the pinchas el yom, Yivilma, Rabbi Sari, this talks to us. This talks to our door. It's about the machaka. It's about the anticipation. Let me end off with a true ma'aser shayu. Two stories. An emes ma'aser of a boy in the 12th grade. He's in a summer camp. He's in Shia by his Rebbe. They're learning Masechta Shabbos. And he learns the Gemara, that the Gemara says that one of the first questions that they ask a person when he comes upstairs is, see, peacefully Yeshua, did you anticipate the Geula? And the Bach is listening to the Rebbe's Shia. And he comes over to the Rebbe afterwards and he says, listen, Rebbe, if you tell me it's an obligation, if you tell me I'm a chuyiv to wait anxiously and to anticipate Mashiach and yearn for it, I'll do it. But I'll be honest to you. He says, I really don't feel the need for Mashiach. I Baruch Hashem, I have my chavrusa. I feel so complacent. The yeshiva is so beautiful. I'm so comfortable. My family, my home. Yes, unfortunately here of tzaris. But we're living in a Medina Shal Chesed. Mamash, it's such a chesed from Hashem. We're living in such a Medina Shal Chesed today. We have Baruch Hashem today. Yes, unfortunately here are tzaris that come up and we can't wait for it to pass. But overall, I feel so complacent. Let's switch it now to another bracha. We're sitting in a camp learning Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. And he's oblivious to what the Rebbe is teaching them. He has no interest whatsoever. And he comes into learning groups just waiting to hear an announcement. Learning never ends, but learning ends. And he's oblivious to what's going on, what the Rebbe's talking about. He has no interest whatsoever. And the learning is sugi in Rosh Hashanah, and the Rebbe concludes the daf and says, the Rebbe Yochanan ben Zakkai writes, Meheri Yebana Beis HaMikdash, the next year Mashiach is going to come. And therefore the takana will stop. It's not going to be enacted no longer. And this boy just perks up out of nowhere. He, like the Rebbe, hit a nerve. And the boy just blurts out. He says, Rebbe, you mean to tell me Mashiach's coming next year? This Rebbe, after the learning groups were over, he went to the learning director. And he says, you know, I just want to share with you something interesting happened today. He says, this boy has no interest. When I talk, he's somewhere else. He's in a different world. But today we're learning the Sugya Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, where the Gemara says that Lashana, Meheri Yebana Beis HaMikdash, Mashiach's going to come. And he says, I don't know what it was, but I hit a nerve. I hit something. The learning director turns to the Rebbe. He says, yeah, you know why? He says, because this boy, when he was 2 years old, his mother was Nifta. And 2 weeks before his bar mitzvah, his father passed away. So to him, when he hears the word Mashiach, it means Tchiyas HaMeisim. It means being able to embrace one more time with his mother, to sit by a Shabbos table, to hear Kiddush from his father. And that's the difference between this boy and the other boy. And that's the difference between this boy and the rest of Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Isai, we're in the days of Kol Ritveri Sigur. On one hand, we see the accomplishments of Klal Yisrael, the Torah, the Chesed, what's taking place. It's Gevaldik, the Nachas that the Ribbono Shalom has. But we have to ask ourselves this question. The words of the Sefer Abris, the Sefer that never left the table of Reb Shach, was always with side by side. To always be a check, the litmus test, to always ask himself, to wake himself up, am I really waiting, am I really anticipating? Can I say the words, Ki mechakim anachnu loch? Is it that the Kazakhs should go to Eretz Yisrael and we should stay here? Or is it let the Kazakhs stay here and we, Klal Yisrael, should go to Eretz Yisrael? Merger, Rabbi said, we should talk to Bizarcha. During these days when the Ribbono Shel Olam leaves his inner chambers, he goes out, he cries with us, he sits with us. It's the king that's going out from city to city, country to country, waiting for our bottle of water, for our tear, for our ma'aser, our chesed. We show the Ribbono Shel Olam, we want to get close with you. We want the kuv merabim zebezeh, the grandeur, the splendor, the majesty that Klal Yisrael had, the relationship that we had when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we had the Beis HaMikdash. We should talk to the Zorcha that this year should be, not, we shouldn't come to the last year. It shouldn't be a kinna, it shouldn't be a lament, but rather we should finally see the kiyum of the words of Zechariah Hanavi, by the Yeshu Zekeinu Zekeinais. Thank you so much. Thank you for coming.